is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 16th of March, 2015. The birthday of James Madison, near Port Conway, Virginia, 1751, went off to Princeton, graduated as the colonies were on the brink of revolution. At the age of 29, he became the youngest member of the Continental Congress. James Madison, 5'6", weighed barely 100 pounds, a quiet man, but he worked very hard, and he was very well prepared for every session of Congress. He believed in a strong central government, one of the main drafters of the Constitution. He was elected to the new House of Representatives in the first U.S. Congress when he introduced the Bill of Rights. He lived to the age of 85, died one morning, eating breakfast in bed. He wrote to Thomas Jefferson, "We are in a wilderness without a single footstep to guide us. Our successors will have an easier task, and by degrees the way will become smooth, short, and certain." 1850, on this day, Nathaniel Hawthorne's novel The Scarlet Letter was published. When he finished writing The Scarlet Letter, story of Hester Prynne, who has a child out of wedlock, forced by the Puritans to wear a large scarlet letter, A for adultery, on her chest, he read it aloud to his wife, Sophia, who went to bed with a terrible headache, and he took that as a sign that he had written a pretty good novel. And it's the birthday of Alice Hoffman, New York City, 1952, went on to graduate school to study writing. She thought that the magical stories that she had loved as a kid didn't fit into adult writing, and then she read Gabriel Garcia Marquez's 100 Years of Solitude, and it changed her life. Here's a poem for today by Michael Blumenthal, Days We Would Rather Know. There are days we would rather know than these, as there is always later a wife we would rather have married than whom we did. In that severe nowness, time pushed imperfectly to then. Whether standing in the museum before Rembrandt's Juno, we stand before beauty or only before a consensus about beauty, is a question that makes all beauty suspect and all marriages. Last night, leaves circled the base of the ginkgo as if the sun had shattered during the night into a million gold coins no one had the sense to claim. And now there are days we would rather know than these, days when to stand before beauty and before Juno are convincingly the same, days when the shattered sunlight seeps through the trees and the women we marry stay interesting and beautiful both at once, and their men. And though there are days we would rather know than now, I am, at heart, a scared and simple man. So I tighten my arms around the woman I love, now and imperfectly, stand before Juno, whispering, "Beautiful, beautiful," until I believe it. And when I come home at night, I run out into the day's pale dusk with my broom and my dustpan, sweeping the coins from the base of the ginkgo, something to keep for a better tomorrow, days we would rather know that never come. A poem by Michael Blumenthal, Days We Would Rather Know, from his collection, Days We Would Rather Know, published by Pleasure Boat Studio Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.